我们要来看一个例子。
Now we will look an example.
啊，看啊，保罗啊，扫罗哈，扫罗他怎么做
？And we'll see how Saul did.
撒母耳记下第二十一章。
Second Samuel chapter 21.
现在看撒母耳记下第二十一章。
We'll look at Second Samuel chapter 21.
圣经给我们一个见解，就是扫罗他为神发热心，但是发错了，结果祸及他的子孙啊，他万万没有想到。
So Saul acted in a way that was not according to God, and in the end, he harmed his own descendants.
啊，他当初如果知道他这个热心会有这个结果，他一定不会这样做的。
If he had known at that time this fervency that he had, would have this result, then he would not have done it.
啊，所以热心要正确。
So the zeal that we have must be correct and right.
撒母耳记下第二十一章。
Let's turn to Second Samuel chapter 21.
第一节，大卫年间有饥荒，一年三年啊，大卫就求问神，神说，这饥荒是因为扫罗和他流人血之家杀死基遍人。
Verse 1, Now there was a famine in the days of David, for 3 years, year after year, and David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered, It is because of Saul and his bloodthirsty house, because he killed the Gibeonites.
第二节
Verse 2,
他说原来这基遍人不是以色列人，乃是亚摩利人中所剩的。以色列人曾向他们起誓，不杀灭他们。扫罗却为以色列人和犹大人发热心，想要杀灭他们。大卫王就召了他们来。
Verse 2, So the king called the Gibeonites and spoke to them. Now the Gibeonites were not of the children of Israel, but of the remnant of the Amorites. The children of Israel had sworn protection to them, but Saul had sought to kill them in his zeal for the children of Israel and Judah.
这撒母耳记下从二十一章以后到二十四章啊，这四章的内容啊，基本上啊是啊撒母耳记里面的啊补充内容。
So chapter 21 to 24 is some content within.
这已经不是按照历史的时间在进行的。
It's some additional content within the book of Samuel, and it's not according to the order of the period.
也就是说，如果按照大卫的他的这个国度哈，他的历史的记录到第二十章，讲了大卫的这些官员之后。就结束了。
So if we're looking at the kingship of David, then the order and the history of his ruling actually ends in chapter 20.
那二十一章以后，其实记载六件事情啊，是特别要补充说明啊，大卫的国度里面所发生的一些事件啊，来给我们做提醒的。
So in chapter 21 onwards is additional information about what happened during the kingship of David.
所以这个时候第二十一章特别提到在大卫年间有三年的饥荒。
So here verse 1 it says specifically that there was a famine in the days of David for 3 years.
那百姓受苦。
And so the Israelites were suffering.
大卫就问神说为什么会这样。
And so David asked why is this happening?
神就说就是因为扫罗他向以色列人跟犹大人发热心去把人家基遍人杀了。
And so God answered and said, "It's because of Saul and his bloodthirsty house, because he killed the Gibeonites."
所以扫罗发错热心，结果就导致他以后啊，这个他的国家里面就有三年的大饥荒。
So because of Saul's actions and his zealousness, which was the wrong way, resulted in 3 years of famine in the land.
那他所做的事情。他就有个结果。
What he did, his actions had a result.
因为他发错热心啊，结果百姓啊有饥荒，接下去就是他的子孙七人啊被悬挂起来死了。
Because of his zealousness, which was the wrong way, it resulted in 3 years of famine, and 7 of his descendants were killed.
这是第一件事情。
And this was the first thing.
发错热心带来一个结果。
Acting out zealousness, but in the wrong way, has a result.
那第二件事情就是第十五节以后，这里提到
verse 15,
大卫的仆人战胜了四个非利士的巨人。
Verse 15, the servants David and his servants fought against the Philistines.
他们是四个，特别提到这四个人物啊， 四个都是很高大的巨人。
There were four giants, very very tall and big.
大卫的仆人他们都得胜，面对巨人他们都得胜了。
And David and his servants, when they fought against the giants, they won.
好，那第二十二章就是大卫的诗歌。
In chapter 22, this is the psalm of David.
他颂赞神。
His song, he's praising God.
啊，神给他的恩典。
And God gave him grace.
啊，所以他这一篇诗歌跟诗篇十八篇一样。
So this psalm is like Psalms chapter 18.
啊，基本上是对照的啊，基本上快要 identical 一样的。
They're almost identical.
那第二十三章。
In chapter 23.
这是大卫第一段里面，就是大卫的临终的一首诗歌。
And chapter 23, the first verse is like part of a song.
啊，是大卫最后要死以前写的。
It's his last words.
啊，那接下去第八节以后，这个就是啊第五件事情，就是大卫的勇士的名单。
And verse 8 onwards is about David's mighty men.
然后到第二十四章
，chapter 24,
就是又一次先换大卫犯错。
And chapter 24 talks again about what David did wrong.
他做了不该做的事情。
He did something that he shouldn't have done.
因为是从他自己的内心想要彰显自己的荣耀有关系的。
Because it was from his own heart he wanted to show his own glory and mightiness.
他一这样做，他一做犯错哈，结果百姓就有人死了，一死就死了七万人。
And because he did wrong, the Israelites, 70,000 died.
啊，所以这个就是大卫他最后他的错误也要有人付代价。
And because of David's wrong, others paid the price.
啊，让大卫非常的心痛。
And so David was very saddened and hurt.
所以最后的这四章里面这六件事情基本上都有对称关系。
So the these
六件事情他们是对称的，是 pair 的。
These six aspects that we just talked about in the last couple of chapters, they are paired together.
啊，所以第一件是扫罗犯错，然后最后一件事情是大卫犯错，他们都会有一个结果，最后都是不是他自己的百姓死了，就是他的子孙死了，就是他的人民受苦。
Because Saul did wrong, then the people suffered as a result. And when David did wrong, the people also suffered as a result.
啊，然后接下去你会看到他的勇士啊。
And so then his mighty men.
啊，大卫的勇士，然后有那个很强、很英勇的人去对抗那个非利士人的巨人啊，他们都得胜。
And the mighty men that fought against the enemies, they won.
那这当中也有诗歌啊，就是赞美神的诗歌。
And amongst this is also a psalm that praises God.
那我们如果看回来第二十一章这个扫罗发热心这件事情。
And when we turn back to chapter 21 by Saul.
大卫他问神说怎么会有这种事？为什么会一连三年的饥荒都没有解决？
David inquired of the Lord, why is it that the 3 years of famine had not ended?
从律法上来看啊，如果是饥荒，他们第一个想到就是我们是犯罪，神处罚。
From the Bible, we know that the people will think if there's famine, then they will wonder what they have done wrong because it's God's punishment.
那真的是他们有人犯罪啊。
In this case, it really was because someone has sinned.
大卫他问神，神就跟他回答。
David asked God, and God answered.
那神给他的答案就是扫罗他的热心所引起的，这个就是扫罗的热心杀灭了这个基遍人啊所造成的。
And God answered is because of Saul and his bloodthirsty house because he killed the Gibeonites.
你看，我们在读撒母耳记上的时候，我们有看过扫罗为神或者为以色列百姓发过热心吗？
So in First Samuel, have we seen where Saul has acted with zealousness.
也就是说，扫罗他通常都不会这样做的。
Normally Saul would not do this.
他当王的时候，他很少去为神筑什么坛啊，或者是做什么事都没有啊。
Saul very didn't build any altars for God.
他当王了那么久，他也从来没有想到说那个约柜啊，不知道在哪里要把它找回来，他也都不管。
He was king for so long, he didn't even think about the ark of God.
但是这件事情我们不知道什么时候发生的，但是这个时候扫罗突然想说怎么会有基遍人留在我们当中，又把他杀了。
But in this case, we don't know when it happened, but Saul, he suddenly thought about the Gibeonites there, and he killed them.
他为以色列人跟犹大人发热心，如果他说去杀敌人，去杀那些非利士人呢，这是常来欺负他们这些外族人，那还有话讲。
So if Saul had been zealous to fight against the Philistines, for example, then he may have had a point.
可是没有啊，扫罗面对非利士人，他怕得要命，他躲起来的。
When Saul faced the Philistines, then they would hide away.
我们还记得，你看他们跟非利士人对抗的时候，那哥利亚在骂阵的时候，扫罗自己当王，他不敢出去啊。
We know that Saul would hide away because we know that when they faced the Philistines before, Saul would not step out to fight against them himself.
哦，那所以他其实也很少为百姓发热心的。
So he didn't act zealously for the Israelites.
但是他这一次他就去把那个基遍人本来已经在以色列百姓当中做苦苦在服务的人就把他们杀了。
But the Gibeonites, who were like servants to the Israelites, he killed them.
那这个跟基遍人所立的约，就是在约书亚记当时候所发生的，这个是在几百年前发生的事。
So they had made a covenant with the Israelites a couple hundred years before that.
所以约书亚记第九章，我们就看到当初约书亚是怎么跟基遍人立约的历史。
So in Joshua chapter 9, we can see the covenant that was made there.
那现在扫罗他现在当王。他说为以色列人跟犹大人发了心，就把这些人都杀灭。
So Saul actually killed all the Gibeonites.
最后呢，你看神就让饥荒一连三年在以色列人当中。
So then God sent a famine to the Israelites for 3 years.
因为神他是一个信实的神。
Because God is a faithful God.
他既然已经答应了基遍人要存活，就要让他们活下去了。
Because God already promised and answered and said that the Gibeonites can live on.
过去的所有的以色列百姓，不管是事实，他们都按照神的这个信实的约善待基遍人，他们都没事。
And in the past, the Israelites had followed according to respected the covenant.
但是现在扫罗却把人家杀了。
But now Saul had killed the Gibeonites.
这真的是错误的热心。他祸延他的子孙。
So this was a wrong zeal, and he actually harmed his descendants.
最后他子孙的七个人被悬挂在这个山上。
And in the end, seven of his descendants were hanged.
那在第九节
Verse 9.
第八节就讲了他七个儿子是谁，从哪里来的。
Verse 8, it talks about his sons.
然后第九节就交在基遍人的手里，基遍人就把他们在神的面前悬挂在山上，这七个人就一同死亡，被杀的时候正是收割的日子，就是动手割大麦的时候。
In verse 9, and he delivered them into the hands of the Gibeonites, and they hanged them on the hill before the Lord. So they fell, all seven together, and were put to death in the days of harvest, in the first days, in the beginning of barley harvest.
我们看扫罗他所做的事情他让这个七个他的儿子无缘无故的死了。
And because of Saul's actions, seven of his sons were killed.
那其实当时代神向以色列百姓发怒。
And so God punished and sent the famine.
那等到这件事情按照神的方式解决了之后
So once the situation was resolved according to God.
我们如果看第十四节。
We turn to verse 14.
将扫罗和他儿子约拿丹的骸骨葬在便雅悯的喜拉，在扫罗父亲基士的坟墓里，众人行了王所吩咐的，此后神垂听国民所求的。
Verse 14, they buried the bones of Saul and Jonathan his son in the country of Benjamin in Zelah, in the tomb of Kish his father. So they performed all that the king commanded, and after that God heeded the prayer for the land.
你看我们今天可以感受到说当时代百姓他们因为扫罗王犯的错，他们跟神祷告，神好像都不是很注意听了。
So because of Saul's actions, when the Israelites prayed to God, God didn't listen to their prayer immediately.
也就是说那时候大家觉得说 好像有神，但是神跟他们好像有距离，没有那么亲密。
Because they knew there was a God, but there was a distance between the Israelites and God.
为什么
？Why？
因为犯罪。
Because there was sin.
所以他们这个祷告哈，神只是参考参考，神没有真的回应他们的祷告。
So God didn't respond to their prayer.
可是最后，当他们这个神的原则处理了这个罪以后，神就垂听国民所求的。
But after they had resolved the situation according to God's way, then God heeded the prayer of the people.
我们就看到这个罪的影响。
And so we see the effect of sin.
好，现在再看撒母耳记下第二十四章。
So now we look at 2 Samuel chapter 24.
这是大卫他去数点百姓的错误。
And so here is talking about the wrongs of the Israelites.
大卫要去算百姓，要去 number 那些以色列人。
Oh, and the census. This is talking about David's census of Israel.
为什么？他为了要凸显自己的这个荣耀而已。
It's because he wanted to show his glory.
他要知道他到底有多少军队。
He wanted to know how many army.
他所要做的事情，连约押都觉得不要做，不应该。大卫想要做的事情，连约押都是觉得不可以的，约押都拒绝。
And what David wanted to do, Joab didn't agree.
也就是说，但是约押没有办法，他讲的话，这次大卫不听了。
But Joab didn't have a way out. David was the king.
好，所以最后还是把那个百姓统计的勇士多少人就算了。
So in the end, they did a census.
好，之后大卫就知道他犯罪了。
And then David sinned.
第十节
，verse ten.
啊，我实行大这个大、啊、这个是大有罪恶了。
David's heart condemned him.
那他要求神能够除掉他的罪。
And he asked God to forgive him.
他是跟神求，但是你犯罪，神可以赦免，但是你会犯罪的这个结果啊，这个罪一定会有结果，你还是要承担。
God can forgive, but because he had sinned, there would be a result, and there would be an effect of the sin.
神可以原谅这个人，但是这个人犯罪所做出的结果啊，一定要有一个后果，一定要承受的。
He must face the result of his sin, even though God can forgive him.
所以最后你看啊，以色列人因为大卫这个错误，死了七万个。
So in the end, because of David's sin, then 70,000 people died.
这七万个人，这是单一事件里面死最多人的一次的。
And this is a time when the most people died.
啊，就是在一次的事件里面，因着一件错误所伤亡的人数。
Because of one wrong, this was the most that anyone had died.
让大卫他内心很痛苦。
And it made David's heart very sad and painful.
最后大卫照着神的方式，他去买地筑坛献祭。
And then because of this, David went to sacrifice.
他买了那块地，然后他就照神的方式筑坛献祭。
And he bought some land, and according to God, he made a sacrifice.
好，我们看最后一节第二十五节。
And let's look at verse 25, the last verse.
大卫在那里为神筑了一座坛，献燔祭和平安祭。如此，神垂听国民所求的，瘟疫在以色列当中就止住了。
And David built there an altar to the Lord, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord heeded the prayers for the land, and the plague was withdrawn from Israel.
他这里再一次的提到说，神垂听国民所求的。
And here it says, the Lord heeded the prayers for the land.
也是把这个罪除去之后啊，会有这个效果。
After the sin had been taken away, this was the result.
那这个罪其实都是从这个领导人错误的热心开始的。
And the sin started from the one who did the sin.
那当把这个罪除去之后，哎，这个百姓跟神的关系就畅通，神就垂听他们的祷告。
After the sin had been taken away, then God would listen to the people's prayers.
所以我们看到圣经里面这些描述。
And so we see this description here in the Bible. 我们
对神发热心是好的。
When we have zeal for God, it's good.
但是要按照神的方法。
But it must be according to God's way.
要抓住神的原则。
We must hold on to God's principles.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
神告诉我们该做的，我们就去做。
When God tells us to do something, we should do it.
神说不可以做的，你不要自己自作聪明、自作主张的去做。
When God says don't do something, we shouldn't think of our own knowledge and do that thing.
这是为什么我们要花时间去读神的话语。
That is why we need to spend time in reading God's words.
我们只有把神的道理把它真的明白我们才有办法按照神的方式来发热心。
Only once we truly understand the word of God, then can we act out his commands.
我们所做的才能够真的蒙神悦纳。
And then what we do will be pleasing to him.
那如果我们在这个信仰过程当中，我们有感觉到说，好像我们的祷告似乎有障碍，能不达不到神面前去。
If in our life when we're praying, we feel that there's a barrier and it does not reach God.
我们一定要反过来去反省我们自己。
Then we must reflect on ourselves.
是否在我们的心里面，在我们的实际的生活当中，有些事情是神不喜悦的。
Is there something in our life, in our heart, that is not pleasing to God?
有时候我们越热心，但是我们觉得我们心越乱。
Sometimes we are very zealous, but in our heart we're very confused.
我们越觉得好像没有办法得到神的这个同在，好像跟神有距离。
It's as if we don't feel the abidance of God, like we have a distance between us and God.
我们要想想我们的热心，我们为神所做的，到底是不是按照神的旨意。
We must think about whether our zealousness is according to God's will.
当我们把这个罪除去以后，
Once we take away the sin,
接下去我们就能够再一次体会我们跟神那美好的关系。
Then we can once again establish that good relationship with God.
我们的神他是信实的。
Our God is faithful.
他说过的话一定会实现。
What he says will be done.
他要我们能够专心的爱他。
He wants us to be devoted and love him.
那他跟我们的同在绝对是有保证的。
And he will abide with us.
他一定会在我们的生活当中与我们同行的。
And he will walk with us in our life.
所以愿我们都能够按着圣经的道理呢，以真知识来为神发热心。
And so let us, according to the word of God, have the zeal of God with knowledge.
在不管在什么地方，我们都能够遵守神所吩咐的。
So that no matter where we are, we can act out the word of God.
再一起来唱诗。
And let's turn to him.
51首假调。
51A.